Welcome to this AAT podcast on the preparation and submission of P11Ds for 2007-08. Another tax year has ended, and with most employers having already submitted their pay-as-you-earn end-of-year returns, we should perhaps now turn our attention to the annual statutory P11D returns. This is about reporting those expense payments and benefits in kind, reimbursed, paid on behalf of, or provided to any director, and to any director or employee earning at a rate of £8,500 per annum. The statutory filing date for Forms P11D, P9D, and the very important P11DB return of Class 1A National Insurance contributions is due by the 6th of July 2008, and that falls on a Sunday this year, when I suspect most HMRC offices will not be open to receive our last-minute submissions. Having said that, the most important P11D deadline, in my view, is the 19th of July 2008, the payment deadline for the Class 1A NICs payable by every employer and by some third-party providers of benefits to someone else's employees. The third-party payers of expenses and providers of benefits have a 6th of July 2008 deadline for notifying the recipient employees of the cash equivalent, the value, of the expense payment or benefit that they have received. Typically, this could be a manufacturer selling its products through a department store outlet, or a finance company providing hire purchase to sell cars, where someone else's employees are making the sales and are being provided with incentives and rewards for selling the third-party products. This is an onerous obligation imposed on employers, and one where penalties may be imposed and interest charged if the returns are submitted late and they're submitted inaccurately. The penalty for non-submission of P11Ds is an amount not exceeding £300 per P11D, which, if there's quite a number of employees, could add up to quite a lot, plus the potential of a continuing penalty of up to £60 per day. But that would only arise if the failure continued after the commissioners have awarded an initial penalty, which should never happen for us because we would have time to prepare the P11Ds or even agree with HMRC that they're not due. If the P11Ds that you submit are wrong, there is a maximum penalty of £3,000 per incorrect P11D, which again could add up to quite a lot of money if there were a lot of P11Ds. Although I have to say it's a fact that penalties are rarely charged by HMRC. The practice is for its employer compliance officers to invite the employer to volunteer to pay the underpaid income tax, in addition to the employer's statutory liability for any underpaid Class 1A National Insurance contributions. It's important to note that there's no legal obligation on any employer to pay the income tax liability of any director or employee. But also it's important to remember that where an employer agrees to meet that liability, it will be grossed up to pay the tax on the tax. And penalties, of course, will then not be charged on the income tax element of the settlement. £1,000 grossed up at 40% tax rate would go from £400 to £666.66. Employers are not liable to interest on the income tax liability of the director or employee, but interest and a penalty will be charged on any underpayment of Class 1A National Insurance contributions. The Class 1A NIC penalty for failure to submit Form P11D B is an initial fixed penalty of £100 per month, or part of a month, for every 50 employees, or part batch of 50 employees. This means a penalty of £100 per month for 1 to 50 employees, and by example, £200 per month for 51 to 60 employees. If then the failure continued beyond 12 months, an additional penalty up to a maximum of the Class 1A National Insurance contributions underpaid on the 19th of July will then be charged on top. But that penalty is subject to abatement.